Well, it's not every day you get to see farmers in tractors going up against riot police, but that's where we are now. This is the scene playing out in France as farmers have taken to the streets in protest to broadcast to their fellow citizens about the urgency, quote, of saving French agriculture, without which, yes, we would lose, quote, our food autonomy. And the French farmers are correct on both counts. There is a war going on traditional farming and ranching, and in fact, it is the goal to take food autonomy away from everyone around the world, to make us all slaves to the fake meat and lab-grown nonsense of the big ag companies and the technocrats behind them. But it's not just France that's noticing this systematic war. In this case, they're complaining about the Green New Deal and the EU's new taxes on nitrogen fertilizers. Again, the goal is to phase out all fertilizers. But tonight I want to share with you about a set of laws going into play in Croatia that is both deploying surveillance drones over fishing boats to keep track of in real time of how many fish they're pulling in. They're making it illegal to save seeds, and they're doing a comprehensive inventory of all farms and animals and food practices everywhere. People are rightly discerning that this is a takeover of food production, and I want to share with you some of their thoughts because they sound a lot like an Ice Age Farmer broadcast. So let's talk about that. I'm Christian, and this is the Ice Age Farmer broadcast. And here, from a Serbian piece entitled, Croatia introduces complete control of seeds and food during this pandemic. Complete control of all food sources is introduced through these three tools, these three laws going into effect. The census of agriculture, which is an EU-wide thing, the law on seeds, and then complete control of fishing by introducing electronic monitoring devices on each fishing pole, on each rope, and on each long line. Now let's take these three tools, as he puts it, and look at them each in turn, beginning with the EU Ag Census. This is an EU-wide thing. It's supposed to happen every 10 years and was scheduled for 2020, but due to COVID, we didn't do it right. So now it's 2021. It's starting to happen in a lot of places. In the EU's Ag Census 2020, about 300 variables will be collected. This is straight from Europa.eu, and the data include the following: general characteristics of the farm and the farmer, the land, the livestock, your animals, your labor force, animal housing, such as are the chickens indoors in the UK, where you have to have them indoors because of the bird flu, manure management, another piece of data, like in Australia, we just saw them reclassify manure as a toxic industrial byproduct. So both of these pieces of data can be used against you. For example, it says, within each of these broad aspects, a considerable amount of data will be collected. For example, we want information on the size of farms, the number of people working on the farms, their age, their gender, the level of training they have, how many spots for animals you have available, and what you do with your manure. We want total awareness of the means of production of food. Now, this is something that, again, that's being executed across the entire EU, but in Croatia in particular, both because of these other laws that are coming down the pike, but also because you must remember, as part of the former Yugoslavia, it was only in 1945 when the last round of tyranny rolled through and took a total inventory of agricultural production. In fact, from this piece, quote, it's interesting that a detailed census of agriculture was conducted in 1945 when they so-called agrarian reforms in former Yugoslavia. That law was passed in order to introduce limited agriculture where the state manages all resources, right? Just like Stalin took control over all food production and tried to collectivize the land before the Holodomor, where millions of people died. It's a similar story in Yugoslavia, and it's still fresh in the minds of Croats who are now speaking out saying, I'm not sure I want to tell you about every last sheep and every last pasture I have, because after they did that in 45, the properties were abolished, some were deprived of their land, and the holdings were divided among other things, right? Collectivism. We know how it plays out. We saw it in Ukraine. You can read about it in Croatia. So there's some, understandably, enough people have historical context here and remember how that played out last time, that they don't want to give this data up. Now, the second tool that's being talked about here is a new seed law. And we can read from this piece, globalization threatens Croatia's produce and cuisine via the new seed laws. In January of 2021, the EU is being backed into a corner by the giants of globalized agriculture. A new bill before the Croatian parliament seeks to regulate seed use for the country's farmers, putting at risk our regional produce and our food. You're hearing the same language here as we heard from the farmers in France, right? This is an existential threat. They're going to put us out of business. Now we hear it from Croatia. Hey, if you start regulating our seeds, we're not going to be able to grow food for you anymore. And they are correct. This is a by design, a shutdown of traditional farming and ranching. Quote, in Croatia, before seed breeding started, people just grew from their own seeds. They would exchange seeds among themselves, and eventually each village sort of had its own variety of crop. It's a land race, right? You could go 20 minutes down the road, and the carrots in that village were completely different from the ones in your village. Some of the carrots were big, some were small, some looked weird, some were white because they mixed with the wild-growing varieties. As a small producer, you might even mix it up. Use a combination of seeds. You plant this combination, and when you then you get completely different kinds of plants. You might have a winter mix and a summer mix. It makes sure that you have diversity in growing and in the diet. You remember when I interviewed Gabe Brown, and he spoke to the fact that there were 8 to 12 varieties in his cover crop mix, because this is the kind of genetic biodiversity you want. Some of those seeds, no matter what kind of conditions we have, are going to grow, and then you've sort of ensured your success. You're much more resilient to all sorts of threats, including climate ones, with that level of biodiversity. So yeah, one element of the proposed new law would prevent those kinds of mixtures from being planted. It is criminalizing good agricultural practices, indigenous practices, regenerative practices, whatever you want to call it. It's all of the above. But now it's illegal. The way we've always grown food, we can't do it that way anymore. If you want to use a seed of your own, you have to register those varieties in a system. That system isn't even defined right now. There's no way to grow food anymore for small farmers. Why? Just let people grow. It is their right. Of course, the answer to why is because they're shutting down food production. This is the agenda. It's not just a loss of convenience to family farmers. This article continues. We are experiencing a loss to our collective health from this massive reduction in the variety of genetic biodiversity in our diet. Future effects could be catastrophic, and we could rapidly be losing varieties that might be better adapted to changing conditions. So the loss of biodiversity is a pronounced one. And as I said, there's now a growing resistance to that. That was an article from January. Now it's late March, and we see Croatian organizations are starting to fight to preserve seed as a basic human right. Absolutely. Seed freedom, food freedom, seed sovereignty. From this article, both the EU's flagship food policy, the Farm to Fork Strategy, which I've talked about a lot because it is the EU version of the Rockefeller Reset the Table takeover of food production. It's a fundamental transformation of the food. It all flows down from the EU and their IPCC recommendations, now the World Food Systems Summit. So the Farm to Fork strategy in the EU gives lip service, at least, to protecting seed freedom. It speaks to the importance of preserving seeds and indigenous varieties. But it's not happening. The regulations are moving the opposite direction. And the new act is directly going to affect thousands of farmers. There are warnings that it will significantly increase the price of production, a risk of further seed price down the road. One of the key issues in this new law is the introduction of the term seed from an agricultural holding, the kind that you grow and use exclusively on your own farm. And this is now being prohibited from selling these on the market. So you can no longer sell seed that you have saved yourself. People have been saying, Christian, you're out of your mind. They're not going to criminalize the sale of seeds. It's here. It's right here. It's happening now. It's starting in Croatia. Please take notice. The other controversy that's brewing is restrictions on family-owned farms. Again, it's just really out of control. They're telling you we're going to protect indigenous varieties and your seed freedoms, even as they criminalize it. And then the third law, and this has been one in Croatia that's been happening for years now, is gradually more and more surveillance of fishing. Because lots of coastline in Croatia, and that's how a lot of folks, they just fish every day. They just go fishing, and then some olive oil. They have a tremendous health there with that kind of a diet. But here from Total Croatia News, fishing monitoring with 6 drones over Croatian Adriatic begins. As of the 2nd of November 2019, the implementation of the new Croatian Adriatic Sea Surveillance System has begun. We've been financed through the EU Fisheries Fund to use state-of-the-art fishing and territorial sea monitoring and control equipment. 6 drones were purchased. They can fly for 100 kilometers and be in the air for 6 hours at a time. Real-time imaging is going to the Fish Monitoring Center in Zagreb, and there's inspectors there. By the way, the drones are operated by the army. So that's what we've been reduced to now, ladies and gentlemen. The army, the navy are out there monitoring fishing waters, making sure that you can't feed your family. Remember, we heard a similar thing not long ago from the UK when they said, hey, if there's a no-deal Brexit, we're going to deploy navy gunships to protect the UK fishing waters. It's just amazing that this is where the military is now being redirected. It's against you and your ability to grow food, to catch food. 2 more Coast Guard and 4 vessels will be procured through the EU money. Again, it's all funded by the bureaucrats, and they're going to be used for fishing control. Now, again, that was 2019, and as we read here in this article, in 2020, a major fisheries control project was launched, including electronic tracking devices will be mandatory on every fishing net and long lines being made. So at the ship level, you'll be monitored. Croatia is the first EU country to apply this. They'll be marking all fishing equipment within the next 3 years. It'll be tied into that blockchain, AI-driven supply chain that was supposed to mark each piece of a fish at harvest time. You remember, all of this ties together. Everything will be monitored from satellites. Field control will be strengthened. New services will be there, authorized to monitoring fishing. And so what's the conclusion of these former Yugoslavian people who are watching this electronic prison be constructed all around them? Quote, after seeing now, they want to restrict our access to food. Why? Why are they doing this to us? Why now during a pandemic? And why always by pressure from the EU? Is it possible that conspiracy theorists were right and that Western society intends to turn into a totalitarian dystopian society in which complete control of everything reigns? A society in which the disobedient will not be able to survive because they will not have access to food. They will not be able to produce it themselves, and supermarkets will be reserved only for people who've been vaccinated with all the vaccines that the authorities serve us and will be chipped today or tomorrow or worse. If one were theoretically wanting to introduce such a system, well, control of food sources would certainly be crucial, and somehow it seems that in the newly normal Croatia, food control is an absolute priority for the rulers. It's not difficult to see which direction this is going. And let's not forget, as Henry Kissinger said, control oil and you control nations, control food and you control people. And I am delighted to see that this individual in Croatia has recognized what's happening there. And so I wanted to share with you this piece tonight to show you that although the agenda is being perpetrated around the world, so too are there people waking up to what's going on and who are willing to resist, especially if they are in places like former Yugoslavia where they can remember the last time they tried to inventory their food production and take total control over it and kill people for it. Yeah, it's happening again, and they recognize it. Do you? Are you getting ready? Are you growing food? And are you resisting at every opportunity this attempt to take total control over our food supply? And are you spreading the word to everyone who will listen around you? I hope so, because it's happening fast. Drones watching your fishing ships, inventories of every animal, right? All the animal registrations we've seen, British Columbia, Ireland, all passing livestock registration requirements. It's a global agenda, but it's one we can fight. Join me in doing that. Thanks for watching, folks. You can find this report and all my reports on iceagefarmer.com. If you value this broadcast and the information I bring, help me keep it running. There's a few ways you can do that, listed at iceagefarmer.com/support. Thanks, folks. Be well.